Optimize stress management with effective breathing techniques. Various stressors like missing trains or financial concerns, constantly buzzing phones, and upsetting news headlines can trigger stress. Regardless of the trigger, our bodies respond similarly. They release a hormone called cortisol into the bloodstream. This hormone increases heart rate and blood pressure, affecting our physical well-being. Stress is complicated, but easing its physical effects can be as simple as breathing. When you're stressed, your breathing becomes fast and shallow. When you're relaxed, you breathe more slowly and deeply. Your breathing doesn't just show how you feel, it can also change how you feel. Imitating calm breathing fools your body into believing you're relaxed. Moreover, taking slow, deep breaths for 60 seconds can completely remove the stress hormone cortisol from your bloodstream. You don't necessarily need to learn how to breathe well. Your body already knows how to do it naturally from birth. Sometimes, you just have to remember this innate skill. The best way to breathe for relaxation. Babies breathe in through their noses, filling their bellies with air. They breathe out through their noses for longer than they inhale. This is important because nose hairs filter the air, making the nose the best organ for breathing. A longer exhale triggers the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps with rest and digestion. Take a moment to ask yourself, are you breathing as effortlessly as a baby? Begin by noticing how you breathe in different situations. Understand your breath, it's as unique as you are. Once you're familiar with your breathing, you can recognize when stress or anxiety starts and calm yourself down before things get overwhelming. How can you return to breathing like an infant? Breathe in and out through your nose. Expand your belly and diaphragm with each breath. This helps you stay centered and feel more in control. Exhale for a longer duration than you inhale. Try taking a few deep breaths before moving on. You might feel more focused and less overwhelmed right away. Simplicity is the ultimate productivity hack. Easier productivity methods, bullet journals, desktop calendars, and online to-do lists, there are countless productivity tools available. There are so many productivity tools available nowadays, such as bullet journals, desktop calendars, and online to-do lists. With all these options, you might think it's easier than ever to stay super productive, right? Wrong. Living in an environment of chaos can be stressful. When you're not organized, important tasks and reminders can easily get overlooked, causing you to fall behind. That's why apps and life hacks that promote organization and efficiency are so valuable. They help you stay on top of things and reduce stress. Downloading lots of productivity apps isn't the solution. These apps are tools for managing information, but having too many could be hindering your productivity. To actually increase productivity, you should simplify the number of apps you use. Consolidate notifications and statements. Consolidate emails from 3 addresses into 1 account. Choose between paper or online bank statements. Cancel one. Turn off notifications that alert you across multiple social media platforms. Mute unnecessary notifications altogether. Having too much information can really stress you out. If you simplify where you get information from, it's easier to handle. Despite living in a world that's supposedly paperless, take a look around. How much paper do you see? It's easy to overlook physical documents when focusing on digital ones. Don't risk losing important papers or crucial information by neglecting to organize both your physical and digital files. Streamline your to-do list by using action verbs instead of brief terms like tax. For example, replace tax with file tax. If you're unsure which verb fits a task, take a moment to clarify it before adding it to your list. File taxes online or with your accountant for simplicity. When it's time to file your taxes, decide whether to do it online or at your accountant's office. Being clear about this choice makes each task easier to handle. Breaking down tasks into smaller steps is helpful. For instance, if file tax has lingered on your to-do list for months, it might seem daunting. What's holding you back? Maybe you haven't filed because you lack the necessary forms, which you're waiting for your accountant to send. To simplify, change file tax to email accountant about forms. When you streamline how you work and handle information, it becomes easier to finish tasks without mental struggle. Conquer fears to achieve your dream life. Do you boldly engage in new experiences and take risks in both your personal and professional life? Or do you prefer to observe others pursuing their dreams from a distance? Chances are, you're in the majority. Most of us know what we want from life but struggle to take action. What's holding us back? The fear of failure, humiliation, and the fear of fear itself are overwhelming. Courage isn't reserved for superheroes, it's a skill anyone can develop. Taking risks and facing challenges doesn't mean being fearless, it means being better at handling fear. Fortunately, courage can be learned by everyone, including you. Your journey to overcoming fear begins with how you think. Psychologist Professor Carol Dweck explains that when you're learning something new, you either believe your abilities are fixed or that they can grow. Fixed mindset, focusing on results over process. A fixed mindset centers on the result of a task rather than how it's done. If you try something and it doesn't work out, you might think it will never work. The more you think this way, the more likely you are to decide something is impossible before giving it a shot. A growth mindset focuses on how you do things rather than just the results. People with this mindset view challenges positively and see mistakes as opportunities to learn. When you have a growth mindset, you're more open to taking risks. You don't fear failure because, in this way of thinking, failure is nothing to be afraid of. You can change from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset at any time. It's never too late to start. For example, if you've always wanted to write a book, don't set a goal to finish it quickly. Instead, focus on the act of writing itself. When you approach new challenges without high expectations, you're more likely to stay engaged. Finding value in the journey, rather than just the outcome, reduces the fear of failure that might be holding you back. To grow with a mindset of improvement, take the advice of Eleanor Roosevelt, the former U.S. First Lady, challenge yourself every day. Instead of staying passive, confront what makes you uncomfortable. Pursue ambitions that seem daunting. Even if you don't succeed, you'll learn and develop. Live in the moment, it's your greatest gift. Emily Dickinson once wrote, "Forever consists of the present moments." This idea is not just poetic, it's true. How you use the short minutes and seconds of your life adds up to your entire time on Earth. Many people often spend their present time dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. This causes us to miss out on the current moment while we're at work or scrolling through social media. Consider the peace and focus you could achieve by letting go of past regrets and future worries. Imagine how much more rewarding your life would be if you actively engaged with your present instead of letting it slip away. Learning to focus on the present moment can be mastered with concrete steps. You can start right here, right now, by practicing mindfulness. Understand mindfulness. Mindfulness means paying attention to yourself and your thoughts right now, without judging them. It's about accepting this moment calmly, without feeling stressed or worried. Mindfulness begins with awareness, which comes from relaxed attention. The key is relaxed. When practicing mindfulness, focus on your surroundings, thoughts, and feelings without mental strain. Aim for a soft focus, not obsessive concentration. Once you become aware, practice acceptance. Whether you feel comfortable or uncomfortable, think positively or negatively, and allow these feelings without judging them. Acknowledge your situation through mindful thinking, then decide how best to respond. To begin practicing mindfulness, focus on your senses. They connect you to the present moment. Pick one sense, like taste, and use it. For example, try eating a piece of fruit. Pay attention to how it smells, feels, and looks. Notice how the taste changes in your mouth. Mindfulness is easy to add to your daily routine. As they say in Zen, just focus on what you're doing. Whether it's walking or eating, every task is a chance to practice mindfulness. Physical health influences mental clarity significantly. The news is filled with discussions about the energy crisis. People are debating the future of fossil fuels and looking to renewable energy sources. It's clear that the Earth's energy is valuable, and we must conserve it. You often neglect your own energy reserves. Instead of taking time to recharge, you sometimes enjoy draining your energy. You drink alcohol to relax, rather than give yourself the necessary rest to refresh your mind and body. You stay up late, drink strong coffee to stay awake, and eat sugary snacks to combat afternoon fatigue. It's important to keep your body healthy while sharpening your thinking and mindfulness skills. A healthy body leads to a calm and clear mind. Feeling distracted, unfocused, or mentally exhausted often means you're physically tired too. Sleep is crucial for both physical and mental energy. Ideally, aim for at least 1 hour of sleep for every 2 hours you're awake. If you find yourself tired in the afternoon despite getting enough sleep, it might be because our bodies naturally slow down during this time. Rather than fighting it, consider taking a short nap to recharge. Leonardo da Vinci, Salvador Dali, and Winston Churchill were all regular nap takers. Churchill even claimed that his naps were the key to his incredible productivity. When you can't nap at work, skip coffee and sugar for a quick pick-me-up. Opt for brain-friendly foods like whole grains, which release energy slowly. They keep you alert longer by sustaining energy for your brain and bloodstream. Other good options are oily fish and blueberries, packed with essential vitamins for brain function. Proper nutrition and good sleep are crucial for our health. Relaxation is also important, but many view it as a luxury or try to rush it. Are you taking shortcuts to relax, like having a glass of wine or binge-watching Netflix? It's okay to enjoy these things, but don't let them push aside deeper, more mindful ways to unwind, like meditation, taking a long walk or bath, or spending an hour reading. Exercise mental focus like a muscle. Did you know your attention is a highly valuable resource? Startups, apps, and websites spend millions trying to capture it. Are you using it wisely? If you've never had trouble starting work or found yourself lost online for 45 minutes, you can skip this. It seems like you've mastered staying focused. But for the rest of us, don't worry. Getting better at focusing might be simpler than you think. Defining how focus works can be misleading. Many people think focusing means tackling tasks intensely, like solving a tough physics problem. But this kind of laser focus is just one way to concentrate. Like a camera, we can zoom in on details or zoom out for a wider view. Finding your focus doesn't mean losing perspective. Achieving focus doesn't mean ignoring distractions. Sometimes, when we find ourselves easily distracted, it could be a sign. If you're sitting down to work but struggle to concentrate, ask yourself why. Is there a deeper reason behind it? Maybe you're afraid of failing and need to deal with this fear first. Or perhaps you're avoiding the task because deep down, you know it's not worth your time and effort. Manage distractions with the Pomodoro technique. Distractions can often derail our productivity. If you find yourself struggling to stay focused, try using the Pomodoro technique. Created by entrepreneur Francesco Cirillo, this method involves setting a timer for 25 minutes, known as a Pomodoro session. After each session, take a short 5-minute break. After several Pomodoros, take a longer break. This strategy helps you maintain concentrated bursts of work, making it easier to stay on task and avoid distractions. Enhancing your focus goes beyond using the Pomodoro technique. For deeper concentration, try meditation. Yogic meditation was created to sharpen mental focus. This ancient method is backed by modern research. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison discovered that meditation helps us ignore distractions and switch tasks without losing concentration. Seek flow through embracing the struggle, then finding release. You're engaged in an activity, whether it's writing computer code or painting a landscape, and you get so absorbed that you completely lose track of time. If this sounds familiar, you've likely experienced what psychologist Michal Csikszentmihalyi calls a flow state. Flow, according to Csikszentmihalyi, is the best state for creativity. We enter flow when a task challenges us just enough to match our skills. This balance between ability and challenge makes us fully absorbed. Time seems to disappear, and we ignore our inner doubts. Suddenly, the task feels effortless. We discover new ideas and solutions naturally, almost magically. It's not surprising that Csikszentmihalyi believed many people do their best work when they are in a flow state. Flow enhances human experiences. Abraham Maslow, another psychologist, believes flow goes beyond just creating great work. He thinks flow can create amazing human experiences that make you feel great, whether you're rock climbing or baking. These experiences can be enjoyed by anyone, not just a few. Flow begins with facing challenges and feeling stressed. When things get tough, your first instinct might be to quit. But it's crucial to keep going because overcoming struggle leads to a moment of letting go and trusting yourself. This combination, struggling and then releasing, creates a state of flow. To get into the flow state, create conditions that help with the initial stages. This makes it easier to experience flow yourself. Identify your challenges persistently. Keep going even when tasks seem tough. Instead of giving up, view them as chances to grow. When you start seeing difficult tasks as opportunities to get into your best working state, you'll tackle them with excitement. Strive for release. Instead of struggling with effort, try patience and calmness to achieve release. If you find it hard to relax in your task, practice deep breathing or mindful thinking. These methods help calm your mind, creating a better mental state for letting go. Achieving flow is about experiencing it for its own sake, not to achieve a specific outcome. Letting go of expectations about what you should accomplish makes it easier to overcome challenges and get into a focused state. Change habits, it's easier than you think. Steve Jobs always wore the same black turtleneck. He did this because habits let us do things without thinking about them. Jobs chose his clothes out of habit so he could save his mental energy for inventing the iPhone. Every day, we make choices that become habits. Researchers at Duke University found that 40% of what we do daily happens automatically, without much thought. This means nearly half of our actions are done on autopilot. It's great news that you've established some good habits. Whether it's avoiding screens before bed or doing yoga every morning, these habits are great for your health and well-being. When it comes to bad habits, the outlook isn't great. Take, for example, checking your phone right after waking up. Even though you know it's not the best way to start your day, you find yourself doing it automatically. That's because these habits are deeply ingrained. This automatic nature is also why it's so difficult to quit bad habits. Understand the habit loop for better change. Fortunately, you can break bad habits and develop better ones by understanding something called the habit loop. To change a bad habit, start by understanding your routine. What makes you reach for your phone and start scrolling? It might be because you're bored. How else could you deal with boredom? Try keeping a book nearby and reading a few pages before doing something else. Consider what motivates your habit. For instance, if you enjoy a chocolate bar during your work break, is the reward the chocolate itself? Or is it the chance to relax and chat with colleagues? If it's the latter, try different routines that offer a similar reward, walking around the office, stopping to chat with coworkers, and so on. Take a close look at your daily routines and replace unhealthy habits with better ones. Key points 1. Manage stress with deep, slow breathing to reduce cortisol levels and promote relaxation. 2. Simplify productivity by minimizing distractions and organizing tasks effectively. 3. Overcome fear and achieve goals by adopting a growth mindset and facing challenges. 4. Practice mindfulness to focus on the present moment and enhance mental clarity. 5. Prioritize physical health for improved cognitive function and sustained energy levels. 6. Enhance focus through techniques like the Pomodoro method and meditation. 7. Balance challenge and skill to achieve optimal performance and creativity in flow.